This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get in the know. Nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
Alrighty. Happy Sunday to you. Vikings Ventline. Yes, the most interactive show in Minnesota sports, presented by Surly Brewing and PCL TV. What's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining me. This is Declan Goff here on Purple Daily, the executive producer with Mackie and Judd and Bo Mackey and Judd, Phil Mackey, Judd Zolgad, and myself. It's Vikings Ventline. We do this every Sunday right here on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. If you are watching us for the first time, hit the subscribe button for daily Minnesota Vikings entertainment. We're a Vikings podcast that produces 7 days a week. So daily Minnesota sports and Minnesota Vikings content right in your feeds right here on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. We're on Apple, we're on Spotify, we're on ScoreNorth.com. The ScoreNorth app, too, is a central hub for everything we do. I'm going to have my guys Noah and John here join me in just a second. But if you'd like to get in on a future episode of Vikings Ventline, shoot me an email for the YouTube audience. It's scrolling across the bottom of the screen right now. It's VikingsVentline@gmail.com, VikingsVentline@gmail.com. We do the show after every Vikings game during the season. But during the offseason, I like to still talk to fans on Sundays to get their perspective on what's going on in the landscape of the NFL and of the Vikings. Minicamp took place over this weekend, but the schedule also came out on Thursday. So Noah and John and myself are going to talk about that in a little bit here. Very excited to talk about that schedule. Obviously, Mackie, Judd, and myself broke it down as well this weekend, kind of picking out the games and where we think the Vikings are going to finish in 2022. Excited for that. Purple Daily is sponsored by Surly Brewing and Surly Brewing Company. Go check out the Surly Beer Hall, which is one of my favorite places to be on a summer day. The patio is open. It's finally gorgeous here in Minneapolis. So if you're residing in the Twin Cities, head out to Surly Brewing. Try a Furious, try a Drips and Drops, try a Surly Supreme. Great addition on a hot summer day. And of course, TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL and your TCL television. Soon enough, Vikings football will be back on your TV screens. And make sure you get a TCL TV to watch your purple. Obviously, the Vikings will kick things off against the Packers in week one. So a nice divisional foe to get you ready for that. And TCL will be gladly bringing you that game from your living room. All right, guys, Pleasant Street's out. Let's get our guys Noah and John here on Vikings Ventline. John, you're making your return after the Cooper Rush debacle from the Halloween night, one of the scariest and spookiest things that came to fruition.
Oh, my gosh. Fans.
Appreciate you coming back on, dude. The pro setup. Thanks. I love it. Noah, what's going on, man? Thank you for joining Vikings Ventline. We were talking off mic. You said you've been discovering this channel in the last few years. I'm guessing you've obviously been a Vikings fan your whole life. What is kind of your rite of passage on how you became a Vikings fan?
So I was born into it. All the torture. Didn't really have a choice, but I love it because it's, you know, despite all the heartbreak, it's the excitement and the entertainment is, you know, can't really complain.
It is. It's second to none, isn't it? Even when it's ripping your heart out and causing you to pull your hair out, it's still entertainment, that's for sure. Noah, are you in the Twin Cities? Or are you somewhere else? Where are you at?
I'm in Cincinnati, actually.
Cincinnati. Okay. So
that's why it's awesome to be able to have a show to listen to just about every day to keep up on all this stuff.
Are you
technically? You almost got a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it's true. You did. Were you born in Minnesota, Noah, or were you born in Cincinnati?
I'm born in Lake Mills, Iowa. It's
okay.
Just south of the border.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. And John, are you in the Twin Cities? Where are you at?
I'm close to Rochester. I'm in Plainview.
Okay, Plainview. Yep. Gotcha. And then you've obviously been a Vikings fan, tortured just like Noah and myself your entire life as well.
Yep. I was introduced to the Vikings in 98 during the Gary Anderson debacle. But like you, I'm a very big Dante Culpepper fan.
Love
Dante is my favorite quarterback of all time.
Yeah,
I love and, Dante Culpepper.
I think because we were younger and you're more impressionable, you know, those first guys, just like your first love, right? First loves kind of make that first impression on you a little bit. Dante was awesome. Peak Dante, dude. And I think that game translates.
Peak Dante is almost as good as, I want to say almost as good as Fran Tarkenton, but not to that level.
Yeah, definitely era adjusted, but I know what you mean. That dude was a baller when he was on. He almost won an MVP. So I loved what he was able to do.
He should have if he didn't get hurt.
He didn't get hurt. And then if Peyton, obviously Manning doesn't like set a damn NFL record, I think in 2004, that dude Manning, wins an MVP. Yeah. Right? Well, boys, the schedule came out. So I tease it off the top of the show. We now know the Vikings. We've known the Vikings opponents for a while now, but now we know the actual chronological order. So they're going to get the Packers in week one. Noah, I'll start with you. Which game on the schedule just excites you the most? When you saw it come out, which one did you circle and say, you know what, I'm excited to see this one happen? Which one was it?
So this one, it's a little boring because this one's been out for a while. I think it was the first one we knew, but I'm excited to see the Saints game. Even without Sean Payton there, they're my second least favorite team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I have a bone to pick with them. Ever since 2009, I think, is when it started for me. And so I like that the time was a little off. The morning game is nice because you can watch it, and then you have all afternoon to hang out, do whatever you want if it's a nice day. And Kirk is just unstoppable against the Saints, too.
Yeah.
I was looking at some of his stats. Two with Washington, two with the Vikings, not including the playoff game. He's got 1,296 yards, 12 TDs to one pick, and a 126.7 passer rating. That's just incredible to me, and I hope that he can keep it up. I know that they got Tyrann Mathieu now, and their secondary is supposed to be pretty good, but he's got their number.
Good point, man. I mean, look, Kirk's put up some good statistics and against a lot of other teams, but he actually has played very well against those New Orleans Saints. And I know the London game, it's 8:30. Personally, I've voiced this on Purple Daily for the last like week and a half since it's been out there. I hate waking up early. I'm not an early person, especially on my weekends. Like, it's one thing to wake up early for work because you have to, but on my weekends, I like to sleep in. But it is kind of, it's going to be a weird feeling to like watch a football game that early in the central time zone, at least. And then by like noon, the team that you watch, it's over with. Like people in the Pacific Northwest and the Pacific time zone get to experience that every Sunday on football season. Mm-hmm. But I am just curious what that feels like, waking up to football and then you still get your full afternoon and day. It'll be an interesting time. I agree. There's so many Vikings fans that loathe the New Orleans Saints, mostly going back to Bounty Gate in 2009, 2010. I understand that. And they love to beat up on the Saints. The playoff win was great. Both playoff wins, right? Mm-hmm. I know they got us in the NFC Championship game, but the Vikings have their number the last two playoff appearances against them. So I know a lot of Vikings fans would feel a lot of vindication if they give the New Orleans Saints an ass kicking in London of all places, too. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. John, what about you, man? What game are you most excited to see the Vikings play this season?
So mine is, I think Mackie said this was his, but mine is the Bills. We finally get to see if the pick paid off. We get to see if JJ is better than Diggs. We get to see that competition, and I'm so excited for it. Because I honestly think Jefferson is better than Diggs. Diggs is amazing, don't get me wrong. But JJ's ceiling has not been touched yet. He can go so much higher. Plus, Dalvin Cook's brother got drafted to the Bills, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yes, he did.
So we get to see both of the Cook brothers in action if he plays.
You know, I think that Bills game, I told Mackie and Judd this too on the initial thoughts, that that's probably outside of like going to Lambeau in December, which is going to be a tall task too. Like, that's probably your toughest game just in general, right? Like, Buffalo's legitimately a top three team, top five team in the NFL, however you want to spin it. Going to Buffalo's not fun. If that game was here, it's a different story. I still think the Vikings wouldn't be necessarily favored even if the game was at home, because that's how good the Bills are. But going to Buffalo could be tough. You're also coming off, it'll be the second of back-to-back road games. So you're in Washington the week before. Now you have to go to Buffalo and play Josh Allen on those Bills. But the intriguing factor that you brought up off the top there, that it's the Stephon Diggs reunion game, if you want to call it that, with the Vikings, since he got traded there after the 2019 season. And it's Jefferson versus Diggs. and which one's going to put up the more explosive game. You know, I think both you guys there have brought up good points that there's a lot of Vikings fans that have probably circled those two games, the Saints games and the Bills game, the Saints game being a little bit more for pomp and circumstance. It's in London, but also there's still a hatred and rivalry between those two teams. And then we get to see Diggs and Jefferson kind of go toe to toe against one another. And I'm going to see who's going to be the last one standing. John, do you think that the Vikings can get a win in Buffalo?
Honestly, yes. And here's the thing. It would be awesome if it was in US Bank, but I want it in Buffalo. I want no excuses. No excuses for the Bills. Just because they're home and they got Von Miller, I want no excuses from the Bills when we get that W.
Hell yeah. I mean, and
honestly, I think we're going to be a playoff contender this year. I did the schedule. Mm-hmm. I have us being the fifth seed.
Okay. Yeah.
So I have high hopes for the Vikings this year.
Yeah, I picked them for 10 wins when we did the on Four Question Friday for the initial one. I have them at 10. And yeah, that should probably give
just
them
just got done watching it.
Nice. Yeah, I think it's a 10-win team. Noah, what do you think, man? When you saw the schedule too, what were your kind of initial thoughts where they could finish in a win total for 2022?
There are so many games for me that are just up in the air and unpredictable. I feel like most years I can look at it and think, obviously I'm way wrong all the time, but I feel a little more confident most years saying, okay, I think we can beat these guys. We'll probably lose here. Like you were saying, the Bills game seems like the toughest. You know, the Pats game seems like a pretty tough one, even though it's home. Then even games like at the Lions, maybe even at the Bears, unfortunately. A lot of games I just don't know. So I think my prediction for them is like 9-8, maybe 10-7, sneak in as a 7th seed. It just seems like a very Vikings thing to do. To get a new coach and everything, everyone's excited and just barely improve, give us just enough to not complain, but still want more.
Yeah, it's you kind of laid out like that classic Vikings, like not fear, but dilemma, where they could have to go in that Chicago game at the end of the season. The Bears shouldn't be that much of a threat at that point. I don't think the Bears are going to be good this year, but it'd be very classic Vikings to have to go into Soldier Field in early January with playoffs on the line because they haven't wrapped things up yet and something disastrous potentially could go wrong. And Soldier Field, even though they've gotten wins there, I think in back-to-back seasons now, not an easy place to play, especially in January, especially in the cold. That could be a disastrous situation. Kind of transitioning, John, I'll go to you here for a second. What part of the schedule kind of scares you a little bit, or do you have pause or fear a little bit on that schedule? Is there a part of it that you look at, you're like, oh, God, this could be disastrous. What do you think?
Well, to me, the most disastrous one is the Washington Commanders. That's the biggest trap game we got. Kirk going back to Washington. With Kirk Cousins being Kirk Cousins, and Kirk Hader is going to hate me, Kirk is going to fold in Washington. He's just that. I have that feeling. And here's another thing that scares me. We're going against a lot of top drafted rookies this year. We're going against Sauce Gardner with the Jets, Kayvon Thibodeau with the Giants, and then my favorite pick of the whole draft, Aiden Hutchinson with the Detroit Lions. He scares me. I have not seen a pass rusher that good. I watched him all year last year. He scares me. So the scariest game I got is the Commanders, but the scariest person we're going to be facing is between Sauce Gardner and Aiden Hutchinson.
Nice. Yeah. There was a lot. There wasn't like that bona fide quarterback stud in this rookie class, but there's a lot of talent, a lot of talented players and a lot of playmakers that could potentially haunt you. I know some Vikings fans didn't like those trades with the Lions and then the Packers on day one and two of the draft.
Honestly, now that I think of it, I wasn't too mad with it. We got Lewis Seen. We got Andrew Booth with a steal of a pick.
Yep.
Like he should have gone first round. But the way the Vikings went at it, I see it kind of as like a money ball sort of situation. It was more statistical. They weren't going for big names. Like, we had how many chances to get N'Kobe Dean?
Three, a lot of people did.
Like, I think it's a whole money ball situation.
Yeah, there's definitely a method to Kwesi's magic there, and it might pay off well. It might blow up terribly in his face, but he's a smart dude that has a quantitative way of how he wanted to approach the draft, and we'll kind of see if it all works out for him. I have questions. I'm not swayed one way or the other. It's just kind of like, it's a wait and see moment with me in that draft class and just see how big of an impact. But I think Sean, to your point, Sean and Booth are probably the two dudes that make the biggest impact on day one and two, from day one and two into this season. So I'm curious on what it goes there. Noah, I know you kind of said it in the Bears that could be a disaster, but is there any other part of the schedule that you saw that kind of freaks you out too?
So I'm going on the other side of the bye with the Dolphins game.
Yeah.
And that scares the heck out of me, because they've got Hill and Waddle who are going to run all over. And if Booth and Sean have trouble adjusting, maybe they're not quite there yet at week five, I think. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a real tough time covering them. They've got a good pass defense, and it just seems like another track game. We're thinking, okay, the Dolphins, they're not too good, right? But they're solid.
Yeah, the Dolphins game gives me a little bit of pause. I would have liked that to be like in later December. Like, it's nice to go to Miami in December and compared to like going there right in October, November in the fall. And I would have rather had that game happen in December because it's an easier environment to play in. But still, like, the Dolphins are interesting. Like, is Tua going to be unlocked there? Is Teddy going to be the game manager that he's kind of always been? Their ceiling isn't very high, but their floor is still probably going to be a 6-7. At least 500, maybe football team. So it's definitely not a pushover road game by any means either. So, no. So those are going to be interesting, kind of to see how those play out too. Guys, what are your expectations? I think for the Vikings, we've gone through the free agency period. The draft class is now set. Mini camps and getting players in the field is going to be coming up here before we know it. John, I'll start with you. What are your expectations for the Vikings this season?
My expectations are, like I said, playoff contenders. We need to be playoff contenders this year. We haven't been playoff contenders for what, 4 years now? It's getting ridiculous. And I'm going to say it into, we need to sign JC Treader. We cannot trust Garrett Bradbury to be our center. He gets forklifted every time he's on the line. Like, we need somebody that's solid at center. So I think we will sign JC Treader. I don't see where a situation where we wouldn't. So that is my expectations for them. We got to be playoff contenders this year.
Yeah. I mean, it's at this point, I know it's a rookie head coach and it could be a tall task, but the NFC is still open. Like, it's not being strangleholded by anyone. I know the Packers have won a bunch of 13 win seasons here the last 3 years of Matt LaFleur, but they still haven't gotten into the big dance. And then after them, I mean, it's still wide open. Like, there isn't anyone like the Vikings were in the AFC. Good God. Like, it's going to be a tall task to get in the playoffs from that conference on that.
This
side.
Year is the most interesting year of Vikings football because there is the Packers are the Packers, but there's no like number one seed. Like, it's all like the Packers lost Davante Adams. Thank God he's out of our division.
Yeah.
They lost Davante Adams. They lost Scantling. Like, the Packers are not the Packers anymore. I mean, they got Aaron Rodgers, don't get me wrong. He's a God-given talent quarterback, but they're a little worse than they were last year, so there's no, like, number one seed. Like, yeah. It's all open. Heck, the Detroit Lions could be better.
Like, no, what do you think, Manny? Do you think the NFC is still kind of also wide open for the Vikings?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think there's a lot of hate, based on Kirk against the team I won't name. But he's 7-8-1 against them, I think, something like that. Kirk does pretty well against them, and I think it's just kind of the rest of them. The Vikings always lose a few games throughout the season that they shouldn't, and Green Bay doesn't. They don't lose those games. So I'm hoping that Stefanski can not Stefanski. Oh, my goodness.
Kevin O'Connell?
O'Connell, yeah. O'Connell. Different Kevin. O'Connell can get rid of that.
Yeah.
Kind of help the Vikings win the games they should and then maybe surprise a few teams.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm with you, both of you, that the NFC's open, and if everything goes right, this team stays healthy and Kevin O'Connell is who he is, then the Vikings should hopefully prop back up soon. You don't want to get too ahead of our skis, and Vikings fans were kind of prone to being disappointed. So definitely don't want to like try to build it up too much, but it's optimism. It's fun. It's exciting time. They haven't had a new head coach, and they've turning a new leaf, and the Zimmer and Spielman era is done. Let's see what this era can do instead. John, you said you had a mock. Did you do a mock draft already for 2023?
Yeah. So I have CJ Stroud going to the Texans at number one. Okay. Bryce Young going to the Detroit Lions at three. And then It's interesting. My favorite quarterback of the draft, Anthony Richardson, is still on the board at our pick. And here's the interesting part. We're the 19th pick.
Okay.
No trade. Nothing. So obviously there's seven seeds in both divisions. So we're obviously a playoff contender.
Yeah.
So I chose Anthony Richardson as our quarterback. He is a smaller version of like Cam Newton, Dante Culpepper sort of thing. He can run, throw the ball. And Spencer Rattler goes all the way to number 26.
I love it. I love the mock draft.
It was a crazy mock draft. I mean, Spencer Rattler is a good quarterback. I don't see him going down that far. But Anthony Richardson, that's like a Malik Willis sort of player. So
high ceiling,
it's exciting.
That could be awesome, dude. I love that the mock draft. I know some people get absolutely so sick of them and get tired of them by the time.
I love doing it early because then you can see how far we dropped or how much we've gone further.
Yeah, it's such an intriguing community to me. I think it's pretty funny. But quarterback, okay, quarterback. I mean, they should be in line no matter where they finish, whether they're a playoff
team. We need to get
a
quarterback, and if we need to trade up to get one, we need to. Yeah. We need. I mean, I like Kirk Cousins. Don't get me wrong, but I don't like them that much.
I would like to see them develop that next guy, and I bet it comes from
we can't be afraid of the Christian Ponder thing, like Judd says all the time. We got to break that curse.
Yep, you got to take your chance.
I agree. I think it brings excitement to the fan base too. Like you said, it could be a Christian Ponder, but you know.
And if it is, it is. Like you said, the excitement of a quarterback being drafted by the Vikings.
Take a risk. I was hoping they'd just take a stab at Malik Willis this year, but I guess
if Donald
doesn't see it, then I trust him.
I didn't want them to take Malik Willis. I like the talent, but we don't need that right now. What we needed was defensive help, and that's what we got.
Yeah, they prioritized that, and they hopefully found some impact players in Scene and Andrew Booth there.
And he was seen as a Harrison Smith, but faster.
He's 2.0. He's literally the next coming up.
I'm so excited to see him play after Harrison leaves.
Yep. Yeah. Like, him getting to learn from him too, which should be fun to watch. And
faster, stronger, younger. Yeah. We get another Harrison Smith.
Hell yeah. Replace one with the other. I love it.
Exactly.
Guys, before we wrap, Noah, I'll start with you. Any last Vikings takes? Anyone you want to shout out here before we wrap things up on Vikings event line?
So I kind of have a hot take that.
Okay.
I think Mond isn't it, and there's still time, but the reason I think he probably isn't it is we haven't heard much about him. Mm-hmm. And I think if Kirk Cousins has a good backup quarterback, you're going to hear about it because he's not going to be happy, and he's not going to really want that guy around. As a lot of good quarterbacks don't. You know, Tom Brady hanging on to Brian Hoyer. He doesn't want Jimmy G crowding him. And so I think we'd hear more, but we'll see this offseason. And then maybe just give a quick shout-outs to my dad up in Duluth, stepmom Julie, my brother Ben and his family in Orinoco, and then my younger brother Gabe's at Bethel here, actually.
He's
throwing discus and shot put at Nationals here.
Nice.
In a few weeks, and wife Allie and my kids here. So just got
awesome, man. Say love hi the to family everyone. Affair. Family yep. affair. I love it. I love it. John, what about you, man? Any last takes or anyone you want to shout out here before we wrap?
Yeah, I have a reckless speculation to do.
I love it.
I think – so I did this. I played Madden 22 a lot. I did a trade where we got Alexander Mattison for offensive lineman in a trade.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. I did Lincoln Tomlinson, even though he's 29, for Alexander Mattison in a third round.
I love it. Okay.
We don't need – I mean, Madison is awesome, but I think we're going into the future anyway because KC's going to use Dalvin Cook any way possible. But we got Kane Nwangu, and we drafted Ty Chandler, which I watched Ty Chandler too. He's going to be amazing this year. And I'd like to give a shout out to my family. They deal with me listening to you guys all the time. My sister, she's a Packers fan. We fight butt heads all the time. So,
yeah. It's funny watching all these family affairs and all these people that come on Vikings Vent Line and tell us like, oh yeah, my girlfriend or my spouse or my brother or my dad, like they have to hear you guys too. Like it's like we're part of your families as well. So, and we appreciate you guys being a part of the Purple Daily family. We all just want to see the Vikings win a Super Bowl before we die, right? Like that's the end goal here. For God's sakes, just let's see one.
Let's break that 70s curse.
God, no kidding. Or just a Minnesota sports curse. The Wild are done. They ended up disappointed again. So someone's got to do it.
Wild and Timberwolves. Has to do it.
And the Wolves, yes. And the Twins, who God knows what's going to happen with them. So
I haven't watched them in years.
Yeah. Not missing much.
Not going to make us the playoffs and lose to the Yankees. I swear that happens every year.
Isn't that how it usually happens?
18 consecutive playoff losses. Not
I missed the Torii Hunter, Corey Koski. I missed that Twins.
Yeah, those were some great Twins teams. Noah, John, thanks for coming on, guys. Appreciate you supporting Purple Daily and coming on Vikings Vent Line. Let's get you guys on again soon. We'd love to talk to you guys as we wrap too. If you'd like to get on a future episode, if you're watching this or listening to this, hit me up. It's VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from other Vikings fans for this show every Sunday. It's a daily Minnesota sports entertainment podcast, 7 days a week. Hit the subscribe button. We'll be talking to you guys on Monday.